Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Crossover time with Dibs and Willard. What's up, gents?
Yes, sir.
Steiny. What's going on, buddy?
Hi, boys.
We're roasting today. Shout out the morning roast.
I heard it. I saw a lot of last night as well.
That was incredible.
Good God.
There was Dibs, some people.
Yeah.
I remember your video.
How hard it is. I sat there. Well, first of all, I'm seeing all the stuff on social media while I'm doing the show with Ephraim last night. And I'm like, I can't wait to, I got to get to Netflix when this thing's over. And I finish it and I run upstairs and there's a 10-year-old looking at me and goes, Dad, you want to do popcorn and movie night? And I'm just like,
When
the hell am I ever?
Let's watch the roast, son.
Right. Sit down and let's do some Aaron Hernandez jokes. That'll be hilarious.
You had him.
I'm like, I don't
tell
when the hell am I going to still be awake where I'm able to watch this in my house?
No doubt.
I don't know. But my God, that was racy.
It's incredible. Ooh. It was great, dude.
Yeah.
You guys have been a part of a roast.
Absolutely.
Man.
Our former boss.
Yeah.
And I got to be the roast master. I got to play the role of Jeffrey Ross. And you try to like eviscerate and you try to like run as much material as you can. And it was pretty good.
Bledsoe
was great.
Bledsoe was great. You guys know I'm a huge stand up comedy fan. And I always I dig it. Not saying that I'm a prude or whatever, but I love it when a comedian can make you laugh without the shock factor, like without doing the, or just like constant cussing and gross and all that. So I had a little extra appreciation for Bledsoe because I was like, that's creative.
Nikki Glaser was good.
It's not that that's bad. It's not that it's bad.
Andrew Dice Clay.
It's easier. It's an easier joke. It's an easier joke to pull off. That's all.
Stoddy, watch it tonight.
No.
Yeah, I won't. Probably not your
favorite. I heard every joke today.
No, you haven't. Yeah, I forgot about Hernandez. They had some Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, I'll go back and listen to that.
Good God. Julian Edelman.
What would be within the realm of possibility would be to just listen to Belichick's 10 minutes. Now that I might do.
Just watching him, man.
My favorite moment might have been how hard Belichick laughed at himself. That was tremendous Edelman ripped him for not getting any job offers.
Pretty funny.
He was belly laughing. I'm like, that's the guy.
Yeah.
There's a guy in there.
For sure.
We just don't get to ever see him.
And you know that from working with Rich Orenberger, who played for him. And they all say that he's an absolute cut up. And he's a lot of fun.
I'm looking at Dibs. You remember the roast, the Jason Barrett roast? Dibs had the line of the night. Zachariah, will you shut the... I can't repeat what he said because he was little Penny on the sideline.
Totally.
And you just...
He was trying
shut
to...
Shut up! And it was... wow.
It got a little bit personal, but
of course,
it had to.
How could it not?
It had to get there. But he wasn't even in the target of the roast, but... He was trying to chirp from the sideline, and I had to put him down real quick.
I told Stoddy, you had a few drinks when you went up there. He goes, no, I didn't. I was right there. I thought you did, but both you guys went up there.
I didn't want to go up there slurring.
You were good. You were solid.
I wish we had the footage. Oh man.
There is footage. Jason Barrett he has the tape.
Of course he does.
He has the tape,
boy.
Of course, no doubt.
Right. Willard, have you ever been roasted?
No.
Could you take it?
Of course. Absolutely.
I think we all could.
Absolutely.
Earlier
in my career, maybe not. I talk about this a lot. Like one of the secrets of sustainability You gotta laugh at yourself. Well, yeah, or just be able to, like, especially now, you know what I mean? Like, the social media, good God. Like, there's not a day
you
that
don't
goes
have to
by.
Tell
like,
me.
Imagine, right? Anybody out there who has any job, like, imagine if every day, this is athletes too, every day, people are clowning you on the internet. Wow. Every single day.
Rich Mitchell.
You got to get used to it. You got to get used to it. But yeah, I could take it. I don't know how good I would be at dishing it.
Wow. You'd be like a Seinfeld. You wouldn't use profanity. And you'd...
Little Drew Bledsoe?
I didn't see it, so I don't know what that means.
This does.
You wouldn't hit below the belt. And that is allowed in a roast, clearly.
Totally.
Yeah. That's what...
It's recommended,
is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a necessity.
I mean, come
it's
on.
A necessity.
Exactly. Yeah.
What'd you think of the news that Klay Thompson and the Orlando Magic have mutual interest?
You want to fire on this one first?
I think that it's not surprising. We've all thought that it would be a perfect fit for a guy who needs a new destination, a team that needs shooting, and also a team that has the cap room. So, man, Godspeed, Clay. Hopefully you can get somebody to drive your boat out there.
I think there is a lake.
Yeah, it's got probably some rivers, a couple rivers.
It's Florida Keys.
Pondra Pool.
It's not Oklahoma City. Yeah, there's water.
And he hasn't left yet, Willard.
Here's my take. I feel like he wants to leave. All our conversation about what would you pay him and what would you do to keep him and what would you and what would you and what would you. I think may behind closed doors end up being irrelevant. I feel like Clay wants to leave.
Mm.
Hmm.
We've talked about it.
A lot of conversation throughout the year about what he prioritizes and what is good for his mental health. And I'm starting to translate that into, I don't think Klay Thompson wants to spend the rest of the time he has left being compared to his former self. And you have no choice but to do that here. Right. And that will never happen anywhere else. I think that would be freeing for him.
Yeah, you know what? You said it better than me. I thought, you know, maybe it's just time. But you're right. He's been fighting for 2 years to talk about how, and if he goes somewhere else, they haven't seen him for 12 years.
Or Orlando fans haven't seen a three-pointer go in 2 years.
In 12 years,
right.
Yeah.
So they're like...
Jalen Suggs, 2 of 10.
That's nice.
They'd be like, 38%? Are you kidding me? This is incredible. So, I don't know, Warrior fans, just ask yourself, when you watch Clay the last couple of years, he look happy to you?
He looks like he's trying to be happy.
He doesn't look happy to me.
Exactly.
He's trying to be happy.
Yeah.
And so if he's going to find a new destination, why not go somewhere that has a very young team, man. Orlando, a lot of cap room, Orlando, a place that is in more of a win mode than the Golden State Warriors, certainly, and that's Orlando. So you go there, you get to be the veteran, you get to be the OG, and you don't have to worry about, like Mark is saying, having to try to play up to your own standard because you're going to be in a new spot. Play out your career, try to win in Orlando, and see how it goes.
Look, obviously something happened at the beginning of the year that was very unsettling to Clay.
Maybe it was that offer.
No doubt.
I'm sure that was a portion at minimum of whatever it was that was going on. And all the meetings that they've talked about having had and what those must have been about. And then now we're coming off the bench, and at first that was really frustrating for him, and then he acted like it was okay.
No doubt.
And maybe it was, and maybe it wasn't. I think he would prefer to not have it be that way.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Going forward, but clearly there are some feelings there. And then the other thing I also think is the Warriors probably aren't as hell-bent on keeping him as they say they are.
I would agree with that.
They have to say that. And I don't think they're being totally, like, disingenuous. I don't think that at all. But if the Warriors were like, we really want Klay Thompson, well, then they'd have him by now. They would have done something during the year that was satisfactory to all sides. So, I have reached a point where I believe it is more likely than not that he plays somewhere else next year.
Well, I saw your interview with you and Dibs with his dad, and not that his dad was going to spill the beans, but I've been around a couple blocks, and that just, for me, on the guru computer, sounded like, you know what, they got plans to do something else, and I don't want to be messy, but I do think of when they asked Klay to come off the bench. So you're telling me, a guy that helped you guys get four chips, I'm struggling, you guys are going to demote me to coming off the bench, and then you needed me, and I went back in there, and he was a good soldier, but I keep telling Steiny, I wonder if there's resentment there, Willard. And then if you say the caveat of, hey, you come back, but you're not starting, who would want to live through that? I built this, or I was part of it.
Right.
Now I'm watching lesser, what I deem lesser, play before me. Maybe it's just time for a new start.
Definitely. And I think there's a certain amount of, it's not humiliation, but it's humbling when you do what you did and you came back and you win another chip and now you're struggling and you're going to ask him to come off the bench. And I think the biggest piece, and Mark talked about it being a portion of why he was feeling some type of way at the start of the year. I do think that the Draymond extension combined with the offer that he reportedly got for 2 years and 48, and he's probably thinking, you got to be kidding me. This is all, I mean, Draymond gets 4 years, and you're going to give me this 2-year deal. So I'm going to go from making 42 to making 24. I think that definitely.
And that's not even selfish, is it? Like, that's
selfish
human.
Is not the word, but if it's the reality of the situation, then that's where we are. And I don't think Orlando's giving him $42 million a year.
No, but they'll probably give him 30.
Yeah, that's a Steph Curry.
Something
probably,
like that.
Probably give him 30. I bet they wouldn't hesitate to give him 30.
After that game yesterday,
they're in that kind of spot where, like, 30 to them is not
30.
They have 60.
Yep.
So, like, they've got 30 to give, number one. They absolutely need someone like him. They are a young team that's on the way up. They would love to have a veteran presence who's won a title before. Like, he checks so many boxes for them that are irrelevant with the Warriors. So what's another $5 million to them? You know, and then for you to ask, like, when you ask, is it selfish? I look at it this way. Like, when you're a free agent, what matters to you matters to you. I can't, if it's money, then it's money.
I don't think it is.
I don't, you know, I don't, I think that those lines get blurred. Like, money turns into emotion, turns into disrespect, turns into hurt feelings. So they'll say it's not about money, right? But it is. Like, it's all of these things. He just doesn't look happy to me. Look, he may be back. I don't think it's a long shot that he's back by any stretch. But I start to put breadcrumbs and puzzle pieces together, and it. I've never heard Klay Thompson say the stuff that, I mean, Steph Curry's never even had to say it because they would never even let him get to free agency, but I've never heard him say the stuff that Draymond and people in this situation have said about the brotherhood, that they want to finish a career with, who they started the career with. The most we've heard him say was one time on Dre's pod where he's like, I mean, you know, of course I want to stay with the Dubs, but Got to figure out what makes me happy.
Yeah.
And he's never said that staying with the Dubs is what would make him happy.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Twitch and YouTube powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first class money market today. I wonder with Clay, if he signs with Orlando for, does it matter if he signs with Orlando for $20 million or $30 million? You know what I mean?
It does, yeah. It does. If he signs for what the Warriors could have conceivably paid him, then it becomes a slap in the face, I think, for me anyway.
Mm.
If the Warriors could have gotten him for 20, but he goes to Orlando and plays for 20 anyway, that to me is kind of a middle finger to the organization.
What if he comes out in Orlando and says, he pulls a Brandon Crawford and says, you know, the Warriors just, they said to go find another offer.
What about the order of things? What if the Warriors acquire a big name player and therefore they're just out on the Klay Thompson conversation?
And it just
entirely
becomes apparent.
And then Orlando gives him 20. You're not going to be mad at Klay Thompson. Like the Warriors, I think their option A is to end up completely out of the Klay Thompson sweepstakes.
Wow.
Because they're going to acquire someone else and they won't have any money for Klay. Unless Klay wants to accept like 10 or 15. And you're not going to do that.
Right.
Yeah. It's tis a puzzlement, as Yul Brynner said in The King and I. Tis a puzzlement. He also said, shall we dance? He did.
Shall we?
Will, did you know I'm a musical fan? Did you know that?
I do know that. I think that's been proven a number of times, not only by your spoken word, but by your singing word.
Oh, no, I mean like actual mute, like Broadway music.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Music is music, Steiny.
Hey,
you make it every day together with Goo.
No, that's a four.
Wow.
That's a four. What else you got? Talk to us.
What floats your boat the most if I threw four names at you?
All right.
Okay? Forget all this LeBron stuff and Giannis and Embiid. Those names are just too big. The weight of all of that is too much. I don't think anybody's going anywhere from that group. Let me give you four other names. Jimmy Butler, Kevin Durant, Paul George, and Brandon Ingram.
Well, mine's easy.
You get to pick one.
Mine's actually easy now.
Okay.
It would be Ingram.
Ingram?
Even though not...
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant?
Kevin Durant.
Yeah. All right. I'll join you on the Brandon Ingram train.
Okay.
Why?
He is shockingly young. Do you have any idea how old he is?
Yeah.
I feel like he's been around for 10 years.
But has his growth been stunted, and can he hit the ground running in this new organization? Kevin Durant, I already know. I don't even need to put him in the microwave, Dibs. We know what it is. We've done it. We don't have much time, and hit the ground running. I love Ingram, but Steiny, he's in a little transitional phase right now.
I think Warrior fans think that if they get Durant back, it's the Durant that left. And I don't – I mean, I get it. He can still score. But
even after Dre's comments on that podcast about him.
Well, Draymond said he doesn't play defense anymore.
That's a good point.
Great
about
defensively.
We talked about it.
That's, I mean, might have been the key to why they won, because he could defend like a center. So no, if you like, not only do I think you're right, Steiny, we may all think we're getting the old Kevin Durant back. You also think you're getting that old team back,
right?
Yeah.
Klay wouldn't even be on the team anymore. Everybody's into their mid-30s. There's no Iguodala. There's none of that.
Mm.
There's none of that. So I love the idea of Ingram because that is now and into the future.
And more realistic.
26 years old. And I also think, what did we say all year that the Warriors really need? Well, Goo, you and I have talked about this a lot.
A guy that could create his own shot.
And length. Length.
They need a two.
Okay, right.
Brandon is a two. He's a phenomenal two.
When he plays.
He's a wobbly one.
Wow. He's up 75% of the
year.
That's
true about all these guys.
Well,
Durant is 27-6-6.
Listen to every name that we've talked about. We can't talk about when he plays. What about Joel Embiid? What about Giannis?
Oh, I'm out on Embiid.
Okay, I mean,
Embiid, bad guy.
Any of them.
Dirty player.
KD played
Joel
75
Embiid.
Games last year.
He did?
Yeah.
Has he ever been hurt before?
Well.
Like, I mean, like, you know.
Ingram is hurt every year.
No, I'm with you, D.
It's, I mean, you can set your watch to it. Yeah. This year he was very durable and he missed 18 games.
And that hurt him. It was at the wrong time. So,
exactly.
Let me just tell you a little story about the old Warriors who never won. They'd missed the playoffs for 12 straight years. And they're always looking for a way to get a star. And they could never get a star. And then a star became available. But he was flawed. But they took him anyway. And he came here, and he was great.
Corey Maggette.
Baron Davis.
Oh, well, yeah.
Like, you are not, like, if you got Brandon Ingram right now, he'd have, and I'm not saying he was on Baron's level, but he has far less baggage than Baron Davis had when he was coming. I'm just saying, anybody you get is going to be fraught with either the age issue or injury or underachiever. But going to be one of those.
But you're
probably
not going to have a funeral next season. And if you're telling me you could have Durant or Ingram and be a better team, the answer would be Durant. For the future, I'll give you all that.
Man, I don't
27,
know.
6-6, 75 games, 41% from three. He's Kevin Durant.
Right.
And he's won here before.
Yep.
Like, wouldn't you want to go down that lane?
Yes. I'm not, like, picking one does not mean I hate the other three. We spent a good portion of last week. I'd love for the team to reacquire Kevin Durant.
If it doesn't work, I'll be able to sleep at night, like we tried.
But I think that this would be a much more complex, and it was complex last time. This is a much more complex sort of a Kevin Durant experience and a much less sure thing than it was last time.
So you're not giving up Kuminga to get Ingram, right? No way.
Oh.
Probably.
I'll see.
Any trade that you're going to make, I think, to get a big boy is going to involve Kuminga.
You know, the one thing about Ingram, though, is...
I call him baby KD.
I think the Pelicans might think there could be some addition by subtraction there with Zion. Because they did not play badly at all when Ingram was out.
Right.
Well,
they got hot.
A great point.
Yeah. So maybe you wouldn't need to throw Kuminga in there they may be thinking, well, Kuminga's just like Ingram. He's going to want his shots. They may want more of a role player back.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Look at what the teams are saying. I mean, James Jones is holding press conferences to beg Kevin Durant to not be mad at them. And the Pelicans, I think he is.
But the
Pelicans have not said anything, but the reporter's already out there that they're not even going to offer him a contract. Wow. So one of these teams is dying for the guy to stay. The other team flat out, like, it's already out there. They don't want him. So, what's that factors into the thought completely. Like, the price would be lower in theory for Brandon Ingram.
You know what might be the move is to reacquire D'Angelo Russell.
There you go.
And see if you can turn him into the same kind of positive you did the last time you had D'Angelo Russell when nobody thought you could do it.
LeBron's going nowhere. They'll draft Bronny and do whatever.
Yeah,
he's not going anywhere, dude.
I don't think he's going anywhere.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, I think they made the move already that LeBron probably wanted, which was get rid of Darvin Ham.
And Handy, my boy.
Yeah, he's going to land on his feet. Handy's a good coach. He's an elite coach. He's going to find a spot on someone's bench, no doubt.
All right, well, you guys have at it today. Should be a fun show. And
we'll be listening.
We will be listening. And
I got to tell him who's getting inducted.
Here he goes. He always does it.
Jenny Thompson.
He looks at me with a mouth agape.
No, I know. I'm just waiting for you to, the minute you're about to say the number 9.
Okay. Uh-oh. So you're.
I'm like, so let me ask you this.
I interrupted you.
Go ahead.
Like, Jenny Thompson, the swimmer from Stanford. John Taylor, Sabian, and Patrick Marleau. And Chris Wondolowski.
Thank you. Yeah, How dare you.
Yeah.
How dare you.
There you go.
And we'll have the full wrap-up tomorrow on 95.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.